This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said for the last 11 years his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of society and giving them benefits of all schemes without discrimination. He called it true governance and true secularism. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerna Sthal on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India.
ये राष्ट्र प्रेरणा स्थल हमें संदेश देता है कि हमारा हर कदम हर पग हर प्रयास राष्ट्र निर्माण के लिए समर्पित हो सबका प्रयास ही विकसित भारत के संकल्प को सिद्ध करेगा मैं लखनऊ को उत्तर प्रदेश को पूरे देश को इस आधुनिक प्रेरणा स्थली की बधाई देता हूं
Prime Minister Modi said saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefit from them.
हमने अंत्योदय को saturation यानी संतुष्टिकरण का नया विस्तार दिया है. Saturation यानी हर जरूरतमंद हर लाभार्थी को सरकार की कल्याणकारी योजनाओं के दायरे में लाने का प्रयास जब सैचुरेशन की भावना होती है तो भेदभाव नहीं होता और यही तो सुशासन है यही सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय है यही सच्चा सेक्युलरिज्म है
The Prime Minister said Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee took many initiatives which changed the development scenario of the country. He especially mentioned the initiative of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his Samadhi Sadaiv Atal in the national capital. A prayer meeting was organized at his Samadhi this morning. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister Manohar Lal inaugurated the Atal Canteen in the national capital on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of the former Prime Minister. On the occasion, Abhyuday Madhya Pradesh Growth Summit was organized in Gwalior. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah laid foundation stones and inaugurated development projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees. An incentive amount of 725 crore rupees was transferred to industrial units through direct benefit transfer with a single click. Mr. Shah also paid tribute to Mahamana Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary today. In a social media message, Mr. Shah said Malviya ji believed education to be the fundamental mantra of social reform. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released the second and final series of Mahamana Vangmay, the collected works of Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya in New Delhi. A top Maoist leader carrying a reward of 1 crore 10 lakh rupees on his head was killed in an encounter early this morning in a joint security operation in Odisha. The top Maoist has been identified as Ganesh Uike, a central committee member and Odisha in charge of the banned CPI Maoist. He was linked to several major Maoist attacks in different states. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed a penalty of 11 lakh rupees on Vision IAS Institute for publishing misleading advertisements on its official website about the results of the UPSC Civil Services Examinations 2022 and 2023. The penalty has been imposed in violation of the Consumer Protection Act 2019. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star and holly wreaths and exchange gifts. And with that, we end this news bulletin.